Scarborough Fair. In 1253, King Henry III issued a royal charter granting the borough of Scarborough the right to hold an annual fair lasting 45 days. From the 15th of August, the feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, until the 29th of September, Michaelmas. Henry treated the borough to an unusually long trading period allowed by the charter. Hull, for example, was allowed only 35 days. An additional order meant that the loading of ships anywhere between Ravenscar and Flamborough was forbidden, except at Scarborough. The annual fair in Scarborough soon became the busiest fish market in Western Europe and welcomed many visitors and merchants to buy, sell and be entertained. The 45-day open market period coincided with the vast shoals of herring travelling southwards and coming close to Scarborough in August and September, and this attracted merchant ships from other English ports. A large proportion of foreign merchants came into Scarborough, coming from Flanders. The remainder were mainly French. Some merchants came from Norway, Denmark and Germany, although they mainly travelled to Hull. Cargoes coming into the port at Scarborough included timber, pitch, wax, coal, Spanish iron and rice. But foreign interest was chiefly in fishing, and the number of merchants vastly increased in August and September to coincide with the shoals of herring. When Seymour Fair was granted its own charter in 1383, this posed a serious threat to Scarborough, and Scarborough Fair ended in 1788. The love ballad, Scarborough Fair, dates back to at least the 17th century, and the writer is unknown. It describes the impossible tasks that a young man sets for his lover in order to bring him back to her. His lady in turn requests equally impossible tasks from him. There are different views on the exact meaning of the ballad and to what extent the lyrics are the original.